Happy Tuesday to you, and I hope you got on well yesterday with the accountability versus beating yourself up exercise and got a bit of insight into the areas that you are beating yourself up in. And I wanted to continue on from that. So if you've got those areas now that you are beating yourself up in and looking at maybe what you're saying to yourself around them or what you're doing, we want to start to replace some of those with some positive reinforcement. So if you think of those I'll give you an example. So maybe if you're know that you're in a tough situation around work and you feel like you have more, you know, purpose or more passion for something else in your life, and you wanted to make a change with that, and no matter how many times you promise yourself that you'll, you know, put more effort into looking for something or moving forward, and then you end up beating yourself up because it doesn't happen. Now that can be across the board in any area. It might be in your relationships, it might be with, you know, diet or weight loss, or it might be with your physical well-being, your emotional well-being, whatever it is. Or maybe you just beat yourself up because you constantly feel guilty about things, or you feel like, you know, you're selfish, prefer putting yourself first. Whatever the case may be, just pick a few of those, because I'm sure you have more than one, most of us do, and just think about all the ways in which you can mind yourself and have more self-compassion. So when we're talking about replacing thoughts, it's to take those areas and say, okay, I want to progress in those areas. Beating myself up is not working, because all is happening is I'm feeling bad and then I probably procrastinate or sabotage and don't move forward at all. And we want to take a different approach. So accountability, as I said, is having those standards and, you know, being answerable to yourself. And beating yourself up is putting yourself under too much pressure and being unkind to yourself. So what I want you to think about today and is, how can you be more compassionate to yourself in those areas? So for example, going back to the one I gave you, if it's a career change that you want to make, or relationship change you want to make, or want to meet somebody, or want to have better finances, or look after your diet or well-being, ask yourself just one simple thing. Where do I want to be with that? What's my end goal with that? And how do I think my life is going to be better if that change is made? Because sometimes we want to make changes in things and we don't actually fully know why we want that change. What do you envision for yourself? Where do you see yourself? How do you see yourself feeling? What positive impact do you think that's going to have in your life? Because they are better things to keep yourself accountable of. You know, if you're not progressing and saying, okay, I'm not going to feel that way, I'm not going to get to that place, I'm just going to keep myself stuck. And when we want to change things, it's better to look at replacing rather than getting rid of and pushing against things, because they will also keep us stuck. So as you're seeing, accountability is actually a lot deeper than just that sense of holding yourself to a standard and then putting yourself under extreme pressure if you don't get there, because that's not what we want at all for you in this moment. So that's something for you to think about today. Tomorrow I'm going to do a lovely meditation on self-compassion. On Thursday and Friday I'm going to do two more lessons around accountability versus beating yourself up, to actually help you now. So today, like for instance, you're looking at where you want to be. And on Thursday, we're going to look at how to replace some of the thought processes around that. And then on Friday, you're going to kind of set yourself up with a bit of a review of the week and also a plan of how you're going to move forward. So beating yourself up does not work. Self-compassion works. And when you're kind to yourself and when you're minding yourself, things can flow in a better way. I'm starting actually, I generally don't mention these courses to the members, but I'm starting today a self-care program, which is going to be going for 4 months. And it's going to have one-to-one sessions with me by phone or Skype on your self-care for an hour and a half in May, an hour and a half in June, an hour and a half in July, and an hour and a half in August. And you get, it's time for me for free for 4 months. If you're signed up to your subscription, you won't have to pay for 4 months. And it's to get you to discover where you're at in terms of your care of yourself, how to uncover and overcome the blocks that you're experiencing and how to progress forward. So kicking off this week with it, and if you want to sign up, there's two places still available, and all you have to do is give me an email and we can set that up. The free subscription will start on Thursday, and the session, the first mentoring session on self-care, will begin the week of the 21st of May, and we will continue from there. So after the 4 months, there's a hope to have the continued daily support that you have now, but like going a lot deeper with the care of yourself and how to progress forward. So I wish you a beautiful day. Good luck today thinking about those areas of how you're going to feel when you replace these limiting beliefs and stop beating yourself up. Have a wonderful Tuesday.